From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen after a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The missile struck the Shiar Hospital in Razeh district of Sada province, according to the aid group statement. The MSF says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three MSF staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital and surrounding buildings. The MSF Director of Operations, Raquel Oyora, said there is no way that anyone with the capacity to carry out an airstrike or launch at a rocket would have known that the Shiar Hospital was a functioning health facility. Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's alleged meddling in Arab affairs. The Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, speaking Sunday at an emergency Arab League session, accused the Islamic Republic of intentionally failing to protect Saudi diplomatic posts. Saudi Arabia requested the session to discuss the attacks on its embassy in Tehran, which followed the kingdom's execution of prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr earlier this month. Egypt, meanwhile, held its opening session of parliament Sunday. It's the first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or those laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. You're listening to VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Sunday traveled to eastern Nangarhar province, where he met with officials and tribal leaders to assess concerns that the Islamic State is gaining ground in the province that borders Pakistan. Addressing the meetings in the capital of Jalalabad, Ghani stressed that the government is determined to prevent the IS from establishing bases in Afghanistan and that the defense ministry will intensify the bombing of their bases in the province. Poland's foreign minister has summoned the German ambassador over recent anti-Polish statements by German politicians who have criticized the politics of the new right-wing ruling party. The meeting between the foreign minister and the German ambassador is to be held on Monday, according to the Polish foreign ministry. The comments are in reaction to the Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party adopting a constitutional court and state media. Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territory held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say those trenches are being dug for security reasons. However, some Iraqis are claiming that the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Rafael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Rafael, VOA News.
The long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber and two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea flew over Osan Air Base, which is located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb. Thousands of people gathered in Paris today to mark the anniversary of jihadist gunmen attacks on the satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine in a Jewish supermarket last January that killed 17 people. It also remembered the attacks in November when Muslim extremists killed 130 people at several locations across France's capital city. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.